as a newcomer to city council, you know, I wasn't a part of that initial purchase. I have been very involved at going to each of the meetings, and so I'm well informed about the process and how it's gone so far and where we might be going. I think as a city, the local government, my philosophy has been that we should do for the residents only what they can't do for themselves. And so I have a conservative view when it comes to the finances, as well as a responsibility to take care of the community where we can. And so specifically with the mall, I believe that that was a good purchase. As we see, there's been a lot of investment in downtown Columbus over the past number of years. But from a local perspective, growing up here, 25th Street, Central Avenue, and US 31 are the heart of Columbus. And so right in the middle of that is around 35 acres of very underutilized property. What once was a thriving mall is a ghost town now. And I believe that the city stepped in at the right time before it became worse. And so the responsibility moving forward is to get the public involved with this project, because this project has been and will be paid by the residents. And so the local government has a responsibility to listen to what the people would like. And specifically, my hope for the Fair Oaks Mall property is that it can be a place for four generations under one roof, and that it can be a mix of both local use and bringing out-of-town guests to enjoy a first-class facility.